Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're here to give you a quick practical briefing on some key topics students are engaging with right now.
That's right. We're looking at content featured in the educational resource, The Juice. Yeah. This is really for parents and teachers to give you a heads up on what students are learning and maybe spark some conversations.
Okay, let's dive in. First up, a pretty major media controversy. ABC indefinitely suspended Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Mm-hmm. This was after comments Kimmel made about the person accused of killing conservative commentator Charlie Kirk. There was pressure from the FCC chairman, Brendan Carr.
Yeah, Kimmel had linked the alleged killer to the McGay gang, but then, well, other information came out.
Exactly. Court documents and even the alleged killer's mother suggested something different. Maybe a motive linked to Kirk's views, with the individual becoming more pro-gay and trans rights oriented.
So immediately got framed as free speech versus, I guess, network accountability.
Pretty much. And maybe partisan narratives, too. It really puts the spotlight on media responsibility in these really polarized situations. So a discussion point for you could be, where's the line for commentators in sensitive cases? Free speech versus, you know, the impact of their words.
Okay, shifting from media responsibility to, well, signs from nature. Down in Australia, people saw these incredible neon blue waves off Melbourne. Magical, ethereal, they called it.
It sounds beautiful, right? Mm. But this glow comes from bioluminescent algae, Nautiluca scintillans, or sea sparkle.
Sea sparkle, right.
And while it's a natural thing, marine biologists are concerned, they're seeing it happen much, much more frequently over the last few decades.
And that's linked to climate change.
Directly. It seems this algae thrives in warmer waters, specifically between 18 and 25 degrees Celsius. Warmer water means more nutrients, the algae blooms, but that uses up oxygen.
Which is bad for fish.
Right. Bad for local marine life. So it's a striking example, something you can discuss. How rising global temperatures can cause these very visible, localized changes. And, you know, how even beautiful things in nature can sometimes signal an imbalance.
All right, let's move on to community building. Some U.S. police departments are trying something different. Ice cream trucks.
Yeah, with names like Copsicle or Frosty Five-O, it's certainly an approach.
It comes at a time when confidence in local police is pretty low. A 2024 Gallup poll had it at just 25%.
Mm-hmm. So the idea is handing out free ice cream, usually funded by donations or maybe specific tax money, helps officers connect, seem more human, especially to kids. It's a PR effort, basically.
But does it work? Or is it just superficial?
That's the core question, isn't it? A great discussion point. Can these small, maybe symbolic gestures actually build real trust? Or do communities need more substantive changes? It gets you thinking about how important public perception is for public services.
Okay, now a really significant global health story from UNICEF. For the first time ever recorded, more children and teenagers, age 5 to 19, are suffering from obesity than are dangerously underweight.
The numbers are stark. 188 million obese versus 9.2 million underweight. And both are forms of malnutrition. That's key.
Malnutrition isn't just about being too thin.
Exactly. And the report points a finger squarely at unhealthy food environments. Think ultra-processed foods, sugary cereals, processed meats being heavily marketed and just everywhere, even in developing countries.
So it's about access and marketing, not just individual choice.
Largely, yes. The highest rates are popping up in places like Pacific Islands, Chile, the UAE, and the US is up there too, around 21%. So you could definitely discuss the huge role marketing and food availability play in shaping diets worldwide.
Okay, next, a serious international incident. The US military sank 3 boats in the Caribbean. They claimed they were Venezuelan drug dealers. At least 14 people died.
Mm-hmm. President Trump had publicly warned the smugglers, saying they were being hunted, but legal experts immediately raised red flags,
saying it violated international law.
Potentially, yes. They called it a terrible precedent. The argument is that standard procedure, you know, involves trying to make an arrest first, not immediately resorting to lethal force on the open sea.
And Venezuela's reaction.
President Maduro called it a heinous crime, accusing the U.S. of killing fishermen under the guise of fighting drugs, maybe even trying to provoke conflict. It really highlights the complexity for students. What are the rules when military forces encounter suspected criminals internationally? And how hard is it to verify claims in these situations?
All right. We'll end with a look back at a scientific legacy. Mario Molina, the Mexican-American Nobel laureate.
Ah, yes. His groundbreaking work proving CFCs were destroying the ozone layer, that research led directly to the Montreal Protocol in 1987, a major global agreement.
And he left us with a powerful thought. He asked basically why we're willing to invest in our children's education, but hesitant to invest in the planet they'll inherit. He said, we can say, let our grandchildren worry about it, but it's harder to change later.
It's such a resonant quote, especially after discussing climate impacts and global health. It connects everything. You can use Melina's story and the Montreal Protocol as an example with students. It shows that global cooperation can work on big environmental problems.
So it ties back to long-term thinking.
Precisely. It prompts that crucial discussion. How do our actions or inactions today impact global health, stability, the environment, decades down the line? It's about investing in the future, not just reacting to the present.
So we've touched on media, environment, community trust, global health, international law, quite a range.
A lot of complex issues. We hope these summaries and discussion points help you foster some really thoughtful conversations and critical thinking with the students you connect with.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive.
We'll connect with you again soon.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.